This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are you? Happy, happy, happy Thursday. Woo-hoo, what a week it has been. By the way, I have to apologize. I went like 18 minutes on my show yesterday. Oh, my God. I mean, the show's supposed to be 9 minutes. It's publicly announced it's 9 minutes long. And I don't know. You thought I'd run out of stuff to say by now, but evidently not. We'll see what we can do today, okay? No promises. I'm worth the ride. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com. We're talking about Mastermind today. And who's in my Mastermind? And what is a Mastermind? And how does it all work? And do you have a mastermind? All that kind of stuff. We'll chat about that a little bit. I think you might be surprised by how I look at masterminds. No, Elon Musk is not in my mastermind. I have sent him a note. Said, Elon, hey, when you're ready, come on. So far, nada. It is a daily boost. Very simple thing here. Life begins when you move. That's it. Get off your butt and go. Keep moving, that whole thing. And we've been doing that for years. That's really a kind of a Stoic formula. If you go back in time to the Stoics, Stoic philosophy, you'll find that's right. The first one was clarity. You have to know where you're heading and then get off your butt and go do it. But then we just recognize and almost embrace the fact that life is going to get in the way. A lot of folks won't do that. And I'm hoping that you do that, that you just understand that the very minute you start, you know, creating activity and momentum, that you're going to create more activity and momentum. In other words, you're going to make a mess. And that's what this show is really dedicated to, is basically to get you some motivation, some inspiration, some ideas that will move you off the sweaty leather sofa in Daytona Beach, Florida, in the middle of summertime, and get out the door and do something. And then when life does get in the way, that you keep doing what you're doing, you find a way around. That's what this show is completely all about. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compound of products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. By the way, if you are a premium member, you are enjoying a commercial-free version of this show. Thank you for doing that. And some other stuff coming. There's a new coaching program coming up for you very soon. So pay attention to your emails. You're going to see that happening. And if not, you're getting commercials. Thank you so much for visiting our sponsors. We are hosted by a Spotify company. We're not a Spotify podcast, but we're hosted by Spotify. And they track us really well and give us lots of great stats and everything. This is why we hit 1.2 million last month, and it's going really well. We need your sponsors. We need your support of our sponsors as well. They are paying the bill. It's not cheap to have a show this big. So if you hear a sponsor on the show that you think you can become a customer of, please do it. And I would appreciate it. So who's in your mastermind? Do you know what a mastermind is? I get to, a lot of people don't. So you may sort of, a mastermind is really the idea that many minds together, when more than one mind gets together in a room, it becomes a bit of a mastermind. It's just synergy and energy that comes together. In other words, you can figure out stuff that you maybe couldn't figure out otherwise. Now, it's not like a meeting at work, right? We've got meetings all day long with a bunch of minds in the room, and it's stupid. I get it. A master, it's a select group of people in the room, all focused in a certain direction to help you figure things out. And when you do that, it's incredibly powerful. And there are other ways to explain it, but that's kind of the basics. We keep things simple around here. So I do get a pretty unique pleasure. It keeps me busy all week long. I get to the end of the week. I'm like, whoa, that was a fun week. I'm glad the weekend's here. I've had so many conversations. I just talk to people all week long in every modality you could possibly imagine. Dozens and dozens and dozens of people. I advise them. I seek advice from them. I could be helping them in a coaching call. Then I'll say, what do you think? We're kind of working on this. And I get their advice. You know, these are one-on-one, but you factor in the podcast distribution and all the interactions on Facebook and everything else. It's hundreds of thousands of people every single week. And one of the questions I always get, I hear who advises you. I hear who is your coach. I hear who is in your mastermind. So that's what I thought I would kind of focus on today's show, advising you on that. You should have a mastermind. You should have a coach. You should have somebody you pay attention to, somebody to advise you, somebody to hold you accountable, somebody to question you. You should have that. It's no fun sometimes, but I have to tell you, the people who have that do really well. Now, people say, hey, Scott, I can listen to your podcast. I learn enough. I don't need anything else. Yeah, you do. You have no idea what it's like to work with me in person. None at all. And you would be immensely surprised. Immensely surprised. If you think I'm real here, you get on a coaching call with me, I will drag you down the canal of real. I'm going to put you in line and hold you accountable. I'm going to keep you moving. You're going to do that. You have no idea what you're going to get into when you work with me or any other coach who really, really has not only the skill set, but the desire to help you get what you want. You have no idea. So if you're standing back there crossing your arms saying, I don't need a coach, I can listen to a podcast, I can read a book, you're wrong, period. And you can't learn any more than talking to an expert in the subject matter. You just can't. So get over it, okay? So who is your, apologize for those of you who just hurt your feelings, just pissed off that guy, this guy just left, done, unsubscribe, toss it all out of here. You'll be back, you will. You know, it's true. Simple answer to who is in your mastermind when it relates to me is going to be broader than you would like. Some of you will not like this answer at all. You want to hear names who I pay attention to. I probably pay attention to the same people you do. I just do it differently. If you're looking for a specific solution to make yourself happy, if you think I'm going to give you one name today that you're going to go then, you know, get on LinkedIn and see if you can become part of their mastermind, that's not what the show is going to be about. Because the number one person in my mastermind, the person I listen to the most, the person I respect the most, the person that will have the most impact on my life is... Pausing to allow you to insert the answer. Yeah, it's me. The number one person in my mastermind. And in a strange, odd way, we can look at a mastermind as being a bunch of minds getting together in a room. That's the mastermind. Or we can look at my mind as the mastermind that controls all the masterminds. Just saying. Since I'm in control of my thoughts, which is really what this is all about. See, there is nobody that you listen to on this planet more than you listen to yourself. Yeah, no, Scott, that's the problem. I can't believe what I tell myself to do, and then I tell myself not to do it, then I go do it. That's because you're the boss of you, and since you're the boss of you, you know you can't fire yourself if you don't do what you told yourself to do. So you go do it. See? You wouldn't do that at work, would you? The boss says to do something, you get fired, so just go ahead and do it. But for yourself, you are the most powerful person on the planet. It is your mind. It is your neurons inside your brain. It's your ears. I'm pretty well convinced that most people, if you just plug your ears up and wear earplugs all day long, you'd be so much better off because you're not hearing anything. And all you're hearing is your thoughts. And if you close your mouth, even better. So the number one person that I listen to and that you listen to is yourself. Can't tell me I'm wrong. You might be saying, hey, I should, right? You're right, Scott, I should. But you do. Even if you think you're paying attention to everybody else on the planet and they're all bossing you around and telling you what to do, inside your own head, when you have your own time, it's like, well, why am I listening to all these people? You're listening to yourself. Having self-awareness about how your mind works, how you think, how you choose to act, what works for you and what doesn't work for you is the key to a happy and successful life. Like it or not, you're all by yourself regarding what's inside your head. And what happens inside your head is what dictates what happens outside your head. So besides myself, who else is in my mastermind? You are. Mm-hmm. Think about you right now. You're inside my head, rent-free. Every person, every situation, every piece of reading, anything and everything that catches my attention, passes through my ears, even if I'm not paying attention, Anything that's around me, everything in between is my mastermind. You see, when you're paying attention, when you're self-aware and paying attention to your thoughts, the world becomes your mastermind. If you're paying attention. The more aware you are, the more you can sift and sort those knowledge bombs being dropped into your life and figure out what works for you. So yeah, so first and foremost, I listen to myself, but secondly, I'm paying attention. Got the radar up, right? I'm pinging the universe to see what's going on out there. I'm paying attention to it. And then, again, listening to me a lot, you'll know that I'm saying sift and sort. Don't pay attention to the agendas and the propagandas. Just take the information and then make it make sense to yourself. If you can't do that, you don't have adequate information. You don't need more information. You need more specific information. Adequate information is a Stoic term, Stoic philosophy, 2,300 years ago. We are in a world of information overload. The problem is there are very smart marketers out there right now and business people and technology people and AI people who are taking everything that's going around you right now and they're using it to get inside your head. They're giving you information overload, but they're specifically targeting it so you feels adequate to you, but the problem is it's taking you in a direction you don't want to go. So when you know how you think, you're self-aware how your own mind works, you're aware of what's coming into your own mind, you're paying attention to the entire world around you and letting all that information come into you, and then making sense of it, that becomes your mastermind. You keep what you want, you hang on to what's good for you and gives you energy. Don't be a healer who takes the energy from other people, the bad, sick energy, illness type of energy, and holds it inside of you. It'll kill you. Don't live in this world where you're absorbing everything around you and holding as if it's all the most important thing on the planet. It will eventually just wear you out. You have to understand how you think and what you want in the world, which is why we spend so much time on that. And then opening up to the world and everything that's around you that's out there and sorting and sifting into what makes sense to you. But that's not everything. Are there any people in my mastermind? Well, I mentioned you, but you're not really in my mastermind. If you show up on a call, you're in my mastermind. I guarantee you. If I see you on a Zoom call, you're in my mastermind. If I talk to you and you expect me just to give you information, you need to shift your thinking around. You need to understand, no. Scott's going to talk to me and we're going to learn and I'm going to get information, but he's learning from me as well. And I need to make sure that I'm communicating and having a conversation back and forth with him. So we all get value out of the call. You are in my mastermind, but who else? Well, the answer is yes. I have a select group of people. It's not very big. I would estimate, I wrote down 5 to 7. I'm looking at the thing. It's probably wrong. It's probably 3 to 5. It's kind of a broader orbit, if you will. There's a lunar orbit way, way out there of people. But there's really just a very, very, very short list of people that I can call anytime. I can ask questions. I can seek their wisdom. They can contact me as well. The same thing. You see, I have respect for them. They have respect for me. We pay attention to what each other say, and it's an earned respect. They have wisdom and experience beyond what I have in so many areas, and I'm glad they're there, and I can help them as well. I had a friend call me the other day, and he tapped into an area of business expertise that he had not done before. He tried. He hadn't had the success I've had with it, and in about 2.5 minutes, and it wasn't very long, I laid out his entire business model, and he's making money on it right now. And it wasn't anything. I didn't do anything special. It's just what I do every day. That's it. But because he had me in his mastermind, it worked out okay. So you need a couple different masterminds, don't you? You don't need to join one unless you want to. You can join mine if you want to. That's fine. Although it's not open right now, but we have a public one that we treat the same way. You have to qualify to get into, but we have that. You don't have to do that, though. Remember, mastermind is you first. Then everything around you, all the minds of the world working together and you deciding how it all comes together for you. And of course, the special people just around you that really, really support you. They got your back. But to take advantage of all this power, you must master yourself first. If you don't do that, you'll always be kind of drifting in the wind, always looking for the next thing, the next shiny object, or like a lot of my clients are shouting before they meet me, squirrel! Smile if you've ever chased a shiny object or a squirrel. I'm guessing you probably have, huh? Well, all right. The show didn't become 18 minutes like yesterday. We're back to 12, 13 minutes, something like that. That's a little bit more tolerable. You can have 2 cups of coffee in the amount of time that you listen to this show today. Thanks for joining me for the ride today. So tomorrow, something I have been doing myself, I copied a lot of people. I just paid attention to what my mastermind was doing. And I said, well, this is what they're doing. It's working. I started to do it. I mentioned it from time to time. But a scripted life and a process-oriented life, it's how I look at my day and how I look at, you know, how I accomplish my goals. I think you'll find this immensely valuable on tomorrow's show if you're willing to open your mind up to it. If you do, you'll join a rank of people that maybe you're not in right now. I promise you.
Have a great day.
I'm coming back whether you like it or not.